When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
You brought up Middleton and all the love that should be shown towards Middleton. You follow everybody on Twitter, I'm pretty certain. But do you follow Mr. Marzion at NBA_University on Twitter?
Yes, I actually just saw what they put out.
Okay, 170,000 followers, so they've got quite a few followers. Chris Middleton shot 58.5% in the mid-range this season, 6% better than MPJ second, and 7% better than KD third. Now shooting over 60% from the mid-range in the playoffs, dude was built to get tough buckets against tough defense. Per NBA.com, Chris Middleton had the best mid-range field goal percentage of any player, minimum 100 field goals attempts in the database since the 96-97 season. All-time mid-range season getting even better in the playoffs. Magical stuff. All that to say, Chris Middleton is good. This is a neutral account. As far as I know, this is not a Bucks account. There's 170,000 followers. They tweet about everybody. That is a huge stat to talk about. And I was having a conversation, I forgot who with today. Somebody at my kid's baseball practice, one of the dads. And we were talking about Middleton's mid-range game. And I said, it reminds me of Glenn. Big Dog Robinson, who was back then one of the best mid-range shooters in the NBA when Big Dog was playing. It was just pure. It was pretty. It was everything you want. And in today's NBA, where you frown upon the mid-range shot and you want it to be threes or dunks, and that's all you want, the fact that Middleton is still doing it his way, despite Bud not wanting him to back when he first got here, is a huge kudos to him and to the Bucks and Doc Rivers for allowing him to play to his strength, Nathan.
Yeah, and this is something, I mean, this was from the get-go this year. He was lights out. I think I remember tweeting, like, in the first couple weeks of the season, I was like, it's a small sample size, but he's shooting like 70% on mid-range shots. Like, it's been nuts. He's number one in the league. And I was like, it's not going to keep up like this, but it almost has. He has been lights out all season on the mid-range. He shoots super contested ones and they still go in. Every time he shoots a mid-range shot, I think it's going in. And that's just an awesome player to have on your team. That's a huge player to have in the playoffs when you need tough buckets. You need someone that can just go get a tough bucket. And Bobby Portis can do that too. I think he helps as well in that regard where, you know, obviously he'll go through his stretches where he can't hit anything and he struggles, but he has moments where, like, he's a tough bucket getter as well. And you need guys like that. You can't just have guys that thrive hitting open spot up threes because you're not always going to get those in the playoffs. You know, Grayson Allen is a perfect example of that. But to have a guy like Chris Middleton who can get buckets off the dribble with a hand in his face, contested fadeaways, whatever you want, he'll get you those buckets. And yeah, he has been incredible at them all year. Always been something he's good at. But like this year, he's taken it to a whole nother level. And it's something that, like, when he came back from injury last year in January, and people were worried about, you know, is he going to be the same? Is, you know, he coming off those injuries and surgery? And like, I don't know how good to expect him to be. And I'm like, he's always been a guy that he doesn't need a ton of athleticism. He doesn't need to blow by people. He doesn't need to have great quickness. As long as, now, obviously it hurts him a little bit on defense, but offensively, that dude just needs to get to his spots and be able to shoot over people, and he can hit anything he wants. And that's shown this year. Like, he doesn't have the same speed. He doesn't have the same quickness, and he never really has had a ton of that, but he still just can put up his 20 a game and shoot lights out from mid range, regardless of, you know, what the defense looks like and how he's being defended, because he's been hitting so many tough shots. And I think I saw a tweet where it was like, player shot quality versus their, you know, field goal percentage or whatever it was. And Chris had like the lowest shot quality in the playoffs of any player, but like one of the highest field goal percentages or effective field goal percentages. I don't remember what the stat was of those players. So it was just showing that like he's taking super tough shots and yet he's still scoring more efficiently than almost anyone, which is just a testament to, again, how impressive the shots he makes are. So yeah, it's just been fantastic. And like you said, as far as the Pacers go, you know, with their shooting and everything like that, yeah, they went cold. They were 6 of 11 to start the game, and then I think they finished 6 of 27 in the final three quarters ish. The Bucks did, I think, a much better job in those final three quarters of taking away the three and not giving them just a ton of easy looks like they did in the first quarter. Something that I notice is like different from what I'm used to with Bud, where with Bud, it's more like, we're just going to trust that they're going to cool off. We're going to trust that it won't keep up like this. And I thought Doc did a better job of changing the defense a little bit, going with some different smaller lineups to try to...
More switching too.
Yeah, more switching, trying to change things up. They played a little bit less of Brook, a little bit more of Gallinari, more Bobby Portis. They had, you know, Malik Beasley was in there a lot. Obviously, Pat Connaughton was in there a lot. Like, they actually went away from the young guys. But the vets played great. And, you know, again, all those guys, Patrick Beverley, Pat Connaughton, Bobby, Malik, all those guys played great. Even Gallinari wasn't terrible. So I like what Doc did as far as, you know, changing things up a little bit. And I also think in this series, I know this is the first game they've won since game two, but since game two, I mean, Pascal Siakam has been nowhere near as dominant as he was in those first two games. I mean, he had 36 and 37 the first two games. And in the last three, he's had 17, 13, and 12. And just has been, you know, much held in check, much, much more. I know they're doubling a little bit more and they're changing up their defense. And that's something you have to do. That's something, you know, that's part of being in a playoff series and giving yourself a chance, is to adjust on the fly, change things up, and not just let things, you know, again, this is what Bud was notorious for, was just kind of letting stuff happen and believing that, okay, it'll change with time and it's not going to keep up this way. No, Doc has changed things up, and Doc has gotten the ball out of his hands a little bit more after those first two games. So again, credit to him there. And so plenty of positives right now to talk or to look at, even just going forward. Again, even if they lose game six, like, there's positives from this playoffs to take away regarding Doc, regarding Chris Middleton, regarding, you know, if you bring back Patrick Beverley, Bobby Portis just had a big game. Like, there's plenty of positives to go around that you can take long term here.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.